Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for January 15th, 2018. I'm your host, Zach Hall. Over the weekend, people in Hawaii woke up to a terrifying message on their iPhones that claimed a ballistic missile was about to strike the island and to seek immediate shelter. The emergency alert also read, "This is not a drill," leaving little room for doubt, but ultimately proved to be a mistake caused by human error. Officials confirmed on Twitter within a matter of minutes that there was indeed no actual threat, but a follow-up emergency alert didn't reach iPhones for a full 37 minutes. The initial emergency alert was sent in error after a state employee simply clicked the wrong button on an internal computer system used for testing the alert, but the time it took to send a correction alert may have been the bigger issue. State officials have since apologized for the mistake and say new processes have been put in place to prevent a similar false alarm from occurring. In the Mac space, today marks the 10th anniversary of the original MacBook Air. Steve Jobs unveiled what was described at the time as the world's thinnest notebook, thanks in part to the Mac dropping the CD drive. Apple still sells the 13.3-inch MacBook Air today, but the original MacBook Air was a different machine. It featured a downward-facing charging port, a flip-down door for the headphone jack, single USB port, and an obscure micro DVI port. The price was also something else, $1,799 for the base model, which included a slow 80GB spinning hard drive, and over $3,000 for the solid-state drive version, which only had 64GB of storage. 2.5 years later, Apple announced the redesigned MacBook Air as we know it today, which only included solid-state drives and included a smaller 11.6-inch option as well. And finally, there's big news in the CarPlay world this week with the International Auto Show in Detroit happening. Toyota announced that it will finally offer Apple CarPlay in its cars this year, starting with the 2019 model Avalon sedan. Toyota originally planned to offer CarPlay back in 2014, but backtracked on those plans a year later. Apple's in-car infotainment system relies on the iPhone to work and can be offered alongside stock interfaces and even Android Auto, but Toyota spent years only offering its own in-house entertainment system, making it one of the last major brands not to ship support until now. CarPlay is also coming to more trucks this year. The 2019 Ram 1500 will offer CarPlay on an 8.4-inch screen or an optional 12-inch upgrade, but the larger screen will be split between CarPlay and climate controls and other functions. Ford's new mid-sized Ranger with Ford Sync 3 will also work with CarPlay and even include integration with Amazon's voice assistant. While we've seen CarPlay offered on several cars from most major brands, both trucks and vans have been slower to adopt CarPlay. And while many of these new models offer optional wireless charging for iPhone 8 and iPhone 10, CarPlay still appears to be standard wired in new cars on all but BMWs for now. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday.